an exciting week. And I know it was a little longer weekend than you had anticipated with some of the things going on, Coach. But give us a little synopsis of the weekend, and we'll kind of break it down a little more after that. Just kind of let people know kind of what happened and who we had in town.
Yeah, so we invited seven universities. Hocking College had to back out and suspend their season and just regroup and try again next year. But we had Milligan University, Campbellsville University, Rockford University, Benedictine University, Graceland, Villa Maria, and then us. So it was supposed to be eight teams, but it ended up being and playing two games each day. We ended up with seven teams total, and we picked up the extra. Us and Benedictine picked up the extra games that Hocking College couldn't pick up. So overall, it was a great experience to have something here at home because we were just road warriors the entire season. I mean, obviously because of the weather and you know, weather doesn't start breaking here until around this time. So, and it was still chilly, but we made it through. You know, with everything we had going on, injuries and everything that was thrown at us, we still were able to secure 10 wins for the season. Which that was kind of the goal, was be above 500 for year one.
And then were you able to run the clinic on Saturday morning?
Yes. So okay. I saw an opportunity. I do like consulting with Gridiron Flag Football, which is a youth-based organization throughout the country, and Vanita Crouch, which is the team USA quarterback, is our ambassador for the organization. So I saw a great opportunity to bring her out. I've kind of began a friendship level, I know we're on a friendship basis. And so, you know, she was excited to come out, meet the girls, have high school girls come out, and had a couple of the college head coaches there, you know, scouting and offering and giving out scholarships.
So how many did you have come out for that?
So we had 36 total. We had 36 total, and about, I think, 15 of them were from out of state, as far as Wisconsin came
nice.
Through.
So that was a good opportunity for a little recruiting as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Anytime you can get somebody on campus,
yeah,
that always helps.
Oh yeah, so it was a good event, and especially with how the weather played out, we had to move it indoors. Because originally we made enough time to host or to welcome 100 athletes. So it worked out that it was a little bit smaller.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about, I know you've been on programs before, but give a little bit about your history and how you ended up here at Siena Heights.
So I first, after I came back from my first tour in Afghanistan, I was actually watching my nephew play at a local NFL flag league, and you know, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it was something that I did. In the Navy, we had our own like base league, so we played, and so. But by this time, I was a little older and a little beat up, so I couldn't compete anymore. But so coaching was, I had experience playing, so I started coaching my two nephews, and then worked for NFL flag. When I converted from active duty to reservist, and then from NFL flag, I went from Under Armour to Gridiron. And in between that, I coached at Wall Lake Western, at Waterford Mont, Waterford Kettering, rather it be wide receivers, DBs, defensive line. But it was very difficult.
And that was just regular high school football, not
correct,
the flags.
So. Correct, okay. Yes. Yeah, it was difficult to stay around because I just kept getting deployed. And so... then I started operating my own leagues, rather with NFL Flag, Under Armour, or Gridiron, mm-hmm. and had my travel teams, and then I had a travel 7v7 high school boys team. So when this opportunity presented itself, myself and my defensive coordinator, Malcolm Ross, that we've been coaching together for about 12 years now, we saw an opportunity of like, hey, we know this game.
Right.
So let's see what happens, and you know, we ended up getting the job.
Well, it sounds like, you know, this year, as you talked about having a, you know, that 500-ish season is what you wanted to, you know, at least shoot for, because, you know, you're bringing in student athletes, you know, from all over the country to, you know, it's probably not an easy job for you and you know, your coach with you, because you're on the recruiting trail and you got a blank canvas. And, you know, to try to make sure you're getting the understanding to these young ladies, what, you know, what Flag's about, what Siena Heights is about, and, you know, how, talk a little bit about getting that first recruiting class. I mean, we talked a little bit about before the show that, you know, being able to get this class, you were still working on next year as well, which helped out getting that. But, you know, talk about some of the hardest parts of that first recruiting class.
Honestly, the knowing where to go and who to recruit wasn't the most difficult. You know, being in the Flag world for many years, you know, we knew who the Staten Island girls were. We knew who the Texas Fury girls were. We, like, all the big names, and the relationships that I had built, rather, when I was working with NFL Flag or these other organizations running tournaments, or even when I was coaching in these tournaments. So, you know, that world, you start getting to know, like, the owners and the coaches of those organizations, and you start building relationships. So when, you know, they see it on the news or on Facebook or social media that, you know, that I got the job at Siena, you know, the phone just started ringing. Like, I got girls for you. The hardest part was, hey, how do I get a girl from Florida or Arizona or California to come to Michigan? So selling the school and the state, that was the most difficult part, because if you've never experienced cold weather, mm-hmm. you know, so but it worked out. You'd be amazed how many athletes that I come across are like, coach, I'm tired of the heat. I want to see four seasons. So actually for our 2025 class, I was already almost done. I think I needed, what do we need, like two more maybe, I think, before we played our first game. My 2025 class was already locked and loaded, ready to go.
Nice.
And committed. So we're excited for the summer.
So what are you seeing around the state of Michigan, you know, trying to get it more and more into that that high school level, or being able to recruit some athletes from the state of Michigan?
So the Lions organization and the high schools here are going into the third year of their club team with the high schools. It makes it a little bit more difficult because they only play three or four games versus some high schools are playing 15 to 20 games in their seasons as a sanctioned sport. So it's going to take a little bit longer because of the experience that they're missing out on, where it's one of those things where I say maybe another year or two before it really takes off here. Hopefully getting it sanctioned in the next year or two. I believe they're up to 40. I did go to a summit they had a couple weeks ago, and I believe they're up to 40 teams now. So
that's
good to hear and good to see. And then hopefully, you know, it takes off and they can get a couple more games under their belt.
Yeah, because that's the interesting thing. You know, we were looking at some of them out there, and you know, kind of more we can get you in a second on how you got started in it. But did you see a lot of siblings that, you know, my brother played football, or, you know, in the neighborhood we were always playing this? And is that where you get a lot of the girls gravitate towards football, maybe because of their family, somebody else played it?
It's I mean, a little bit of that and a little bit of, like, you know, these girls have been, you know, been told no, that this sport's not for you. It's not for you. And they're like, okay, watch me. And I mean, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I would love to see somebody try to lock her down, because she makes my knees hurt. The things that she does, like, I mean, the moves that she puts, like she, you know, Kaya is amazing. Like, I've been very blessed to coach her this year, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for her. But I mean, that's just how it started. I think a lot of these girls were just told no,
right?
And they were like, okay, well, watch me.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was fun to watch. You know, Ian and I were out there, you know, broadcasting that first game, and you know, I got there early to watch a little bit of the early games to kind of get the lay of the land a little bit. I watched a little bit of the some of the videos that you guys had that, you know, from the games you had played, and it was a little tough to try to figure some of those things out. But it was a fun game to watch. I just wish the weather would have been so much better. I think you get a lot more fan support, and obviously student support. I know there's a few people coming up there, especially because they were coming up there for the game that wasn't played because you guys were running a little late. And then it started raining, and I saw people bolting, and I'm like, oh, man, I felt so bad for you guys because, you know, your first time out at home and wanting to put on the show that you did, and just, Mother Nature didn't cooperate like you had hoped for.
Yeah, no, it was planned weeks in advance, and there was a couple things that I was monitoring the average, I guess, temperature around this time frame, and it was requested that we took some of the later games because there was going to be a couple things that were going to transpire, but because of the weather and other things, you know, it didn't happen the way it didn't happen. But yeah, realistically, we probably would have been playing around 4:30, and getting in and getting out before that weather started turning.
And just, you know, in general, spring sports in Michigan now is the worst season to do anything with. You know, and you're in that tail end of it. Trying to get it in here, and you know, because I mean, actually, we did some interviews yesterday here with some of the local high school and softball coaches. You know, and you know, they had tryouts a few weeks ago, and it was perfect weather. Yeah. You know, and then they go on spring break and they come back and it's this stuff, you know, and so you just never know. And, you know, I coached a long time too, and we'd have some great games, great practices, and you get a game or two in, and all of a sudden break happens, you come back and you get snowed out, you know, and it's like, come on. Yeah. But it's always an interesting time with weather around here. But we're going to take a time out. I'm going to talk with Kaya for a minute, and then I want to come back to you, Coach, too, and just kind of talk a little bit about some of the different rules and some of the different things. But I want to talk to Kaya because she was very impressive the other night. And basically, everything you did was in the first half even. It was crazy, some of your runs you had. But we're going to take a time out. We'll be back with more Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Sordia and Kaya Dunn right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA, and no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu. At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.siennaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Hey, welcome back to Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman with you here on Inside the Cave Studios as it's Saints Sports Weekly. Brought to you by Siena Heights University, and tonight it's a flag football night, the inaugural season of flag football at Siena Heights University, and we got one of their standout players from this weekend and the other night, that Friday night game, the first one against Benedictine, is Kaimora Dunn. And Kaya, welcome inside Saints Sports Weekly. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
How does that translate to Adrian, Michigan, and Siena Heights University?
That's a great question because I don't even know. Like, I didn't know nothing about Adrian, Michigan when I first came. I literally committed to the school like about a few weeks before school started, so I knew nothing about this school. But when I came here, it was a good sight, and I felt like this was home.
So, were you looking at other schools? I mean, what were your thought process on playing flag football at the collegiate level?
Oh yeah, I was definitely looking. I was actually committed to another school, and I decommitted from that school to come here.
Okay, look at you.
Because I enjoyed.
Just had the NIL stuff, right?
maybe. But Jesse's vibes and his coaching style was something that attracted me a lot. And
so, how did you get started in this game?
Well, I was a tackle football player at first.
Okay.
And I did that from 8 years old all the way up until junior year. I joined the flag football team at my high school, and I liked it. I was really good at it. And then one of my teammates, she played travel flag, and we were talking, conversing, and she got me into it. She told me, oh, there's a tryout. And I was like, okay, I want to go. So I went out there and I joined the team, and from there, it all started.
Well, you know, linebacker and wide receiver, when you say you're a linebacker and a wide out, it's kind of different. Those two usually don't mix as much.
Yeah.
And then when you see 5'1", that doesn't usually translate to that either. But you were shifty out there the other night. And, you know, Coach talked about, you know, being a wide out, but you were lined up in the backfield quite a bit and doing some different things. It was almost like, you had you know, the quarterback to throw, and you were back there to run on some of those. Do you like the role you're playing now?
Yes, I enjoy it because it was a big stepping stone in my game because I'm not originally a QB, so I had to step up and play that position. And I tried to just tell myself, like, you can do it, and this is what you have to do right now, and just to help your team. So I got through it, and I let my team as far as we did.
But it was nice. I mean, you know, Sophia out there throwing the ball, she threw well. She had some good pass attempts, and it was just fun to watch, and you know what you guys were doing back there. And that first touchdown, we had a bad play, the first one, and all of a sudden you were gone and sidelined and across the middle and down, and it was just nobody could keep up with you. And then you caught a pass, did some things. Is that something that you pride yourself on?
Yes, because I do work hard. I try and keep myself going as much as I can, especially being in a new state by myself. So I just make sure I'm doing what I need to do to better my game and better myself.
And it's funny, and Coach, you'll laugh at this too, for being a tackle football coach too, and a line that I've always used doing games for years is, somebody trying to make themselves skinny getting through a hole. And that's so funny because that's the girls that try to make themselves skinny, do that little side to kind of get away from the flags too. Mm-hmm. But you're very good at being shifty like that. And I think one of the best things that I saw out of you was, really not losing a lot of speed when you were making your cuts and being able to kind of, make yourself skinny to get away from somebody, but still not losing a lot of your speed momentum.
it's an art. I mean, the way they shift their hips, and it's timing too.
Yeah,
because it's they got to get they see the defender reaching for that flag and they got to know when to make that that adjustment. And then there's a thing that it's called like a duck walk, where they dip really low, which again it makes my knees cringe. But and they still don't lose too much speed on it once you master it. But yeah, she is really good at executing that.
In defensive side, how hard is it to grab those flags? That's when somebody like you is running against them.
I mean,
you're lucky you don't have to go against yourself, right?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie to you, it is pretty hard. But all you have to do is concentrate on the hips and the flags.
Yeah.
A lot of people watch the body and it messes them up. But I always tell people I work with to watch the hips and the flags, not the body and where they're going.
Right. That's a lot of times, like, a basketball coach and stuff too, watch the middle. It's going wherever that's going. Yeah. Watch the ball, watch their head, see what's going to be moving. That's the only part they can move. At the same time, you gotta make sure you're looking at that. But so what are you studying here at Siena? What's your plan?
I'm a sport management major.
Okay.
I thinking about minoring in psych though, because it's very interesting to me. So we're gonna see what that takes me.
So when you were in school, back in New York in Brooklyn, did you play other sports?
I did tackle football for my high school, and I ran track.
Ran track
and
okay.
Flag football.
Now was track and flag at the same time?
So when
was the season for high school flag?
After the tackle football season is track, because track is all year round, so you could join whenever, but you can't do double sport in spring.
Gotcha.
So I had to stop doing track in. Do flag football.
Okay.
Flag football is in the spring, same time as here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how is it coming here and meeting this whole new group of teammates from, I was looking at the roster the other day. We've got a bunch from Florida. You got you from New York. And, we got, Chicago and Georgia, a few from Michigan. But it's very Florida-based.
Yeah. It is very new and different. I could definitely say it's something, because we all clicked in certain ways, and you got people coming from different areas bringing in their styles of how they do things, and it's like, mixed out with females is just a whole bomb. So it is something, but I do love my teammates. This is one of the most this team was something, that's what I can say. And even though I got mad at them sometimes, I do love them. They were great. Like we clicked a lot.
Well, and it's different. And Jesse, you can attest to this too. And one of the things from over the weekend talking with some of the, baseball, softball coaches and people that have coached both men and women's sports and, been around long enough too. And there is a difference. And how the competitiveness. I mean, there's a lot of very competitive girls in these sports, but sometimes it's a little different in how to push buttons and how to get the reactions. And, I think sometimes men are more competitive at winning. And the girls' teams, like you guys, you really want to get along. I think there's more to team chemistry in women's teams than with guys. I think you can put it aside a little bit sometimes more when the guys are on the field. Okay. We're off the field. I don't like you anymore. But I think girls, the chemistry, all the way around, makes their teams better.
Yeah, it was challenging. Because, I mean, I have a – my daughter is getting ready to turn 21, and so I've kind of been, you know, I know, like, how her and her friends and how they can hold grudges and, you know, they bicker a little bit more. And then, but, you know, and it's like where guys, like, we'll get mad at each other, and then the next day we're, like, best friends again. So it was just managing a lot of that and like, understanding that, you know – this is not like, you know, like you said, coaching boys, where, you know, with coaching female athletes, it's a little bit more. And I credit my wife in that as well, because, you know, with her having, you know, she's in the mental space world and having her PhD in psychology, like just watching the way she runs her business and the stuff that she does and the way she interacts. Rather it be with the special needs population or whatever it may be, like understanding, you know, everybody's different and buttons are, you can't coach one kid this way and expect to coach another kid the right. same way, because it just doesn't happen like that. You know, back in my days and when I played in, you know, between 97 and 99 or 96 and 99 in high school, it was just, you know, that one hardcore, you know, one way, it's my way, the highway type thing. That doesn't work these days anymore. And
well, then you go into the military was that same way.
Right, so, I mean, exactly.
You really had to change your mindset a little.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where I'm always up for the challenge. I'm, you know, and I don't know if she's hearing, but, you know, my AD, Sue, I think one of the first conversations, I think she thought it was going to be hard for me to get 10, 12 recruits here to Michigan. And I was just kind of one of those moments of like, okay, hold my beer, and I got right. her 20. So, you know, Sue was great in the whole process. And it's just, I don't take no easily for an answer. And I've always been up for challenges, like just with the military and everything and having to face some of the hard things that I've had to face in my naval career. It's failure is not an option.
Right. Again, you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly. It's a flag football night. Myself, Jeff Bowman, along with head coach Jesse Sordia and Kaimora Dunn is one of the student athletes. And again, Kai, what do you see? I know it's a smaller team. You know, when I talk to some of the larger teams who we have, a lot of times you've got, you know, the defensive people kind of hanging out together, or the, you know, special teams or the line. Is there who do you hang out with most? Who are your best friends on the teams?
Well, I hang out with Jordan, Ari, Gabby, Jam. I hang out with a lot of them, actually. We all kind of click.
And Jam, like I didn't know she was even on a team until the end. I had to text somebody, go, who's number 7? She was not on the roster.
Yeah, she's a newcomer from basketball. She's been a great asset. She got much to learn, but I think she could be something great.
Yeah.
But, we hang out a lot together because we all in the same dorm building. So it's like we go to each other's room, bother each other sometimes, and then leave. It's like we have that great bond between each other. So sometimes it's football, you know, gets frustrating. So. Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, because of the fact that there's so many coming in, you know, without having – you know, other sports or other friends, other people here, you know, when you're coming in from not as far away, you know, sometimes you can go home easier or whatever, you know, but I'm, you know, it's a little tougher. But I see, you know, you've got a couple like Jordan and Gabby, both from the same high school. And then you've got, you know, Sophia and Victoria are sisters. So that probably helps a little bit too. But it's got to be nice to be able to at least have that same common denominator of, yes, we're this football team here.
Yeah, definitely.
And you get little people on campus wearing your stuff so you know who you are, too, right?
Yeah.
It's just too bad they didn't get a chance to see you, really. That's the bad thing about it. So we need to get some better weather for that. Do you run some stuff? Can they do some spring games in that? Or, I mean, opposite fall? You know, I mean, can you run some stuff in the fall?
So next year we have a couple things planned. Like I said, like this community, you know, us coaches talk a lot about trying to come up with, you know, extra things, as it, rather it be scrimmages, off-season scrimmages. There's additional teams that are coming on board, a couple in Ohio, St. Francis University in Indiana. I think it's in one of the Indiana teams, another Indiana team coming on board. And, you know, rumors are, you know, Saginaw Valley, I think, is going in 27. But next year we'll have a couple more teams in our area where, you know, it's not as far away. We could do maybe like a off-season scrimmage and then kind of extend, because right now, like, since we wrapped up our season this past weekend, where other teams that have conferences, they're getting ready for conference play, and they pretty much play up to the end of April, and then okay. You got nationals beginning in May. So once we get more teams in our conference, it will start extending a little bit more, where the weather would be nicer, and we won't have to travel as far, and basically make it easier on everyone to participate, and you know, be a little bit more budget friendly.
That would definitely help too. Yeah. That's for darn sure, some of this travel. But but again, Kai, this is you know, do you rather play offense or defense?
Defense, only because I could like kind of control what's going on in my side.
Right.
I love offense. It's just a lot of mind games for me. Like, I be up there a lot.
Yeah, think too much sometimes.
Yeah, but on defense, I'm like, okay, I know what I'm doing specifically, and I know I can get there and make something happen.
Read and react instead of what's going on that. Yeah, that's an interesting way too. But you know, and playing that linebacker spot, you know, it's a pretty crucial spot, especially because of defense you guys run with, you know, spreading the two edge rushers. That kind of that linebacker spot's pretty important for you to be in there to be able to make sure that somebody doesn't sneak out and make a play.
Yeah, for sure. We have to make sure we have to cover our little sides, so it's kind of hard to cover middle and sides.
Right.
But we make it work, and we get there. Honestly, yeah.
So when you played the, you know, the travel in the high school side, where did you guys travel to?
Well, high school and travel flag are two different things.
Right, but I mean, your travel flag, though, I mean, did you travel quite a bit?
Yeah, we did travel a lot. We've been to Buffalo, New York, Pennsylvania, Canton, Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona. We've been all over just trying to get work. But, yeah, we've come a long way. I play under the All-City Girls. Shout out to them. But, yeah, they're truly my family as well.
So was that kind of just more of the New York City area that put that team together?
Yep. Okay. And Staten Island, New York.
Yeah. You let those guys in?
Yeah. Had to.
Yeah, there you go. Especially if they got somebody good. Yeah. Yeah, you can come play with us.
Well, flag football isn't really big in Brooklyn, New York, so it's huge in Staten Island, so that's why I travel to.
Okay.
But hopefully it grows out in Brooklyn. So. Yeah.
Well, again, Kai, thank you for explaining a little bit about what you're doing and how you got here. And we're going to talk with Coach a little bit more. And I know you can chime in on some of the questions I have for him as well, because I want to I want to learn a little bit more and kind of maybe educate our listeners a little bit more as well on the ins and outs of flag football. So we'll be talking a little bit more with that as soon as we get back here. Saint Sports Weekly, it's a flag football night here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
In Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu. At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu. Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Welcome back. Inside the Cape Studios, downtown Adrian, Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Jesse Soria and Kaya Dunn from the Siena Heights flag football team, the inaugural season this year. And Coach, we're talking a little bit about, you know, the game itself. So, you know, one thing that really got me as I was watching, you know, you've got your main blocker, and you can't engage with hands. There's no, like, hand fighting. And so, you know, you got your arms to your side and kind of trying to just cause some interference. That was one of the most interesting things that I realized, was really not being able to block like that.
Yeah, so it's you're just screen blocking like basketball, like, but right. It's actually like a moving screen. So you're just, you know, buying your QB a little bit of time because they blitz off the 1 yard line and you know, you don't have an offensive line to block, so it's hey, let's put the running back there, buy her some time, and then, you know, she can peel off, and it could be a quick dump down.
But and everybody is eligible. Live, and yes. Everybody's eligible. Mm-hmm. So you snap it, you're still
correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So like in the years that I play, I in high school, besides playing linebacker and tight end, I was a long snapper, so. Coming into flag, I could put my QB even further out because mm-hmm. buy him a lot more time,
right.
Like a long snap, like on a rope. And centers, if you have somewhat speed and know how to get out of there, like, you can rack up a lot of yards at that position.
Yeah, because you're left alone for a minute sometimes. You're that great checkoff.
Yes.
Yep. And that's for darn sure. And that's the other thing, you know, and I noticed watching some of the games the other day, too, strategy-wise, whether, you know, you've got a bunch package around the center or, you know, you spread out a couple on either side or trips to one and one on the other. And so just most times just trying to take advantage of your specialties and what your roster has.
Yeah, so it's with the game, I mean, obviously it's been around for 5 years, and you have like the KCAC out in Kansas that, you know, they've been going for a while, so they're a little bit more experienced. The Sun Conference down in Florida, they've been going down for a while. But these newer teams and these, you know, 1 year, 2 year programs that, you know, the girls are still learning, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, we can take advantage of, like, okay, I know my girl's faster, so I'm going to, you know, we have our hand signals, that we'll just put them in a base formation 2x2, and then I start doing baseball signs, right, basically. And and that's like how we were able to beat Campbellsville, because I saw a matchup that I really liked, and, you know, who better to, you know, I'm going to put the ball on my, you know, the best player on our team, and she made it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's, you know, the interesting thing. So you've got, so explain though how many you get on offense and how you have to line up on defense.
So it's 7-on-7. So you have seven players, seven including the quarterback, and everybody's eligible. You can pitch the ball, you can throw behind the line.
Is there any rules on the quarterback just catching and running or anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, as long as it's not a forward pass,
right,
you're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then defensively, there's a 1 yard kind of
from the line.
There's a neutral zone.
Yes,
true neutral zone infraction.
Correct. Yeah. So you have to be 1 yard behind, and you can blitz. Now you can't plow through anybody that's blocking. You have to kind of work around as best as you can.
Okay. So if you're trying to block, you know, do that screen, you can't
bull plow rush
them.
No.
Okay.
And so that would be a penalty, but. There is a little bit of contact, you know, even though they say it's a non-contact, but there's contact. You know, if a defensive player is going after a ball, you know, they're going to run into the receiver. There's going to be some contact. You know, there's still possibilities of concussions, you know, of falling on, you know, the back of their heads,
right,
and stuff like that.
Because I did see a couple times where somebody was trying to tackle and kind of got ran over a little too. I mean, they came in low and, you know, there's nothing you could do.
Right. And, you know, even like a little bit of holding, like you try to go for a flag and you grab their shorts. And so there's
actually a great picture on the website of somebody on the
oh, really?
the your homepage of somebody yanking on somebody's short as they're trying to grab a flag.
Yeah. It's not easy. You know, I got older, I just noticed how hard it was to just keep that hand-eye coordination, because those flags just flop around, you know. So if you're playing on a windy day and if you're not disciplined, you can easily miss that.
But so that's the one big thing, and there's a one-point and two-point conversions.
Mm-hmm.
So you start at, what, like 3 yards off, and then you go back to 10?
Correct. Yeah, so – in certain leagues across the country, you can kick field goals, the high school. It depends on how they set it up. But here, yeah, it's just one-point conversion, two-point conversions.
So is there the federation of rules that you go by then? Is that what's going on right now?
Yes.
What you guys do is basically all the collegiate teams.
Yeah, the NAIA rules, yeah. Yeah,
is that in the NCAA? Is there any NCAA right now? Or?
There's a couple. So like Benedictine and Rockford, they're you know, D3.
Okay, but they all go by the same.
Correct, yeah, because it's the more standard, yeah.
Okay, so is that, I mean, one of the things that's going on is that this is going to be an Olympic sport. Is that the same rules that they're using then, or is there some differences for them?
So they play five man, there's no block, you can't block on that, and the quarterback can't take off and run. So it's a whole different, it's a lot faster, more condensed. They can't take off. Yeah. So, fives, they can run, you know, sideline to sideline, but they can't advance.
Okay.
Now, if, say, I take the snap and I hand it off to the quarterback, then she can go. She can, you know, as long as it's behind the line.
Yeah, I've watched some of that because, like, Texas, Kansas, some of those other some states in guys football, some of the outlying, they'll have, like, a six-man, and the same thing. The quarterback can't, so I've watched some – different things on that where a lot of those people will actually, you know, they'll snap it to somebody who's not going to be doing anything.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
They'll snap it to somebody and say, okay, here, you catch it you, so I can, you yes. can give it to me and I can do
and
something
now I
with
can go.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, yeah, just yeah. strategic on some of those kinds of things then. But it is kind of neat. So again, you talk about your next year's class that you've got some pretty good recruits now. So Sue's got a budget for you that you can fly out and get all these things on.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's one of those things. I just been blessed where being retired, out of the military, having a very, very supportive wife, and then obviously being a 100%, you know, disabled veteran, having that those extra funds coming in that I just go on my own.
Yeah, it does. It makes sense. I always give guys coaches to hear a mess with that because, like, I always get on the soccer guys that, you know, they're bringing all these guys from over. I'm like, so you had a nice recruiting trip down to, you know, Portugal or wherever you went. You know,
it's one of those things.
No,
man.
But with now with Huddle and with all of the different videos, I mean, it's nice. You know, obviously, you know, when you see somebody in person compared to on film, it is still different, but you can get probably a pretty good grasp of the kind of player they are and what they can do just by watching their tape.
The one thing, and there's an article, I should send it to you. It was written by, I think it was like the Arizona Republic. But, again, you know, trying to convince people to leave their homes to come to Michigan, a lot of coaches don't leave their campus. They'll, they'll make phone calls, they'll do emails. You know, to me is I want to make sure that I am looking your parents in the eyes and then letting them know that you can trust, you know, our administration, our school, and me as a coach, that your baby is going to be in good hands and, you know, that they're not going to be put in harm's way, anything like that. So to me, it's big, especially having a daughter and, you know, some other younger children, that I want to make sure that the coach really has, you know, sees my child as a person, not a number. So, yeah, I've taken, you know, money out of my own pocket to go do this, and you know, where other coaches just sit on their desk and they're wondering, like, how is this guy that just came out of nowhere taking these recruits that had, you know, offers to Ottawa or Kaiser or this, that, and the other, and it's just because I go that extra mile because I want to put us on the map. I want to put Michigan on the map. When the other teams come aboard in Michigan, like, they're going to have to go through us.
Right. So. Well, and as you said, being on that travel circuit and having that kind of networking system out there already in place, guys knew you and could trust you to say, okay, I know what Jesse does, and so if I've got somebody that's looking to play at that next level – I want to send them there because it's going to be done the right way. And that's got to be nice to be able to have, you know, where, again, you know, some of these other coaches or some of these other startup programs might not have that network that you already have.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. So it's one of those things, like I said, it's just that's who we are. We're just going to take that extra mile and do what we need to do to make sure that this is, you know, that Siena Heights is the top flag football program in the state.
Well, yeah, and now that you're talking about other schools bringing some of these other things in, that you've still got to be, you know, making sure that, you know, top of mind out there when people are wanting to come in and do stuff because you already are, you know, you already have started this program and know where things are at.
Right.
Well, looking at you, Kai, you had, so Campbellsville game, you know, 9 carries, 113 yards that game. And then, you know, like I said, the game that I'm going to pull this up real quick, too, the Benedictine game. Holy cow. That was, you know, you had 4 carries for 127 yards with a 72-yarder as your longest. That was that first one. 2 touchdowns rushing. You also had a touchdown, you know, receiving. So you had quite the weekend. You know, were your expectations coming here, how do you think that you kind of came up to your mind of this is what I'm going to do when I get there? Did you surpass what your thoughts were, maybe how you could be? Or did you say to yourself, oh, I'm this good and I can do this?
Coming here, I had high expectations for myself because, first of all, I'm coming to college.
Right.
It's amazing in itself. And I'm coming here on scholarship to play the sport that I love. So I definitely had high standards for myself. And going throughout the off season, I personally didn't do what I thought I would do and what I thought myself to do, but I still held myself accountable to know that, okay, you have to do this, then the third, and lock in for the season. Flag football was always on my mind because I'm like, this is paying my tuition, so I got to do it, you know what I'm saying? But I also had a goal myself to show out, come here. I have a goal, and I have to execute.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We just got a couple minutes left, What's the biggest difference that you've seen from your high school, your travel, and where it's like now at the college level? What's the biggest difference that you've seen playing at the college level?
Athleticism. I would say travel flag football athleticism is a little higher, but on the sevens field, it is much more space for someone to show out. So
have you played in the fives as well?
Yeah, I played travel fives.
Okay.
And it is much faster paced and smaller field, so you have to move faster.
Right.
And with a bigger field, it's like you have so much space. Like, you can go any which way, and you can make something happen because you have a wider width to work with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. And I can see where that is advantageous to you.
Yeah.
That's for darn sure. Okay. But, that's nice, though, to have those expectations. And, Coach, you know, we talked a little bit about where you wanted to be, and I know – when you look back at the season, is there some games you go, you know what, you know, we're kind of where I thought we would be, but, you know, if we'd have done this here or this there, we'd probably be a little ahead of where you are. Is that kind of where your thoughts are at that when you look back at this season?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I purposely, regardless of how it would have played out with the injuries and whatnot, I purposely made this schedule harder than what it needed to be. We played at the time, it was the number 6 team in the nation, the number 2 team in the nation, and number 3 team in the nation. Those were their three games.
Yeah.
Like, with zero game experience. Because I've always done that as a coach, is if I had a 12U team, they played 14U. If they were 14U, they played 16. Mm-hmm. So when it came tourney time, the game was slower to them when they played their age level. So I wanted to see, you know, who, you know, what they were made of. It didn't look good. Going 0-4 and getting kind of kicked around. But the thing is, like, I had to explain to my administration, like, this is the process that, you know, I'm going to put them through because I want to see if they're going to sink or swim. And then we went on a six game, you know, winning streak. And when they started playing teams at their level, they were crushing it. I mean, it's one, I think we scored, what did we do? 60 something points, 60 to 68
nothing. 68 nothing.
Yeah.
This one.
And so to me, it's just like, you know, you just got to trust the process. Like it's, I've had multiple success with everything that I've done in the past, and I'm going to follow that recipe, and it showed. I mean, yeah, again.
Well, looking at schedule, I mean, you know, you lost to Campbellsville 27-6, and then you came back and beat them, you know, 12-7 here at home. So obviously you looked at the differences and, you know, and as you said, during that game, able to make some adjustments on the fly. And the good thing about that, too, is you saw that and made adjustments, but the girls were able to react to those adjustments and make sure on the field that they instituted those changes.
Yeah. No, it's a bummer because – you know, even though our season has wrapped up, like, we just started clicking.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, like, we just, you know, if I had, like, another week or two. But it was a good start. So we're, you know, I'm content as a coach, you know, and where we're at. And like I said, we had Natty or Bus wasn't on this year.
Right.
Like, that wasn't the plan. So it's where... exactly where I wanted to be, and I think next year is going to be, you know, a different story.
Well, and we just got, you know, a couple seconds left, but, you know, the thing we talked about, too, was just, you know, even during the commercial break, was a couple different players that you have that weren't regular players that are learning the game, you know, and so you got to look at not everybody, too, is probably at the level maybe that, that Kai is at,
right?
You know, and where they played. And so,
oh, if I had three of her, it would be a different
story.
Yeah,
but so the learning experience, you know, for all of them,
right,
is, and the growth is really what's out there. So, again, you know, congrats on a successful season. You as well, Kaya, and good luck in your schooling.
Thank you.
And, you know, enjoy Adrian. It gets a little bit better, too, the warmer it gets, too. So
yeah,
you'll be able to enjoy a few more things. But it's not a bad place to be at all. Once again, this has been St. Sports Weekly, CNIG University. Thank you very much to them. And once again, also thanks to Coach Jordy and Kaya Dunn from the flag football team here at Siena Heights University. Once again, I'm Jeff Bowman. Keep it tuned right here. Don't forget, got the National Basketball Championships coming up in a bit right here. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.